This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you out there have high cholesterol? A lot of us get high cholesterol. We might not have it as kids. We could eat our mac and cheese. We could eat our grilled cheese. We could have our cereal and milk. We could eat a cheeseburger, have our french fries, and all of a sudden you get to be an adult. And your doctor says your cholesterol's up. You need to go on a diet. You need to exercise. Cholesterol keeps going up. The doctor says you need to go on a statin. You need to go on a cholesterol-lowering medication. No. I'll eat better. I'll eat vegetables. Great. Cholesterol's still high. I thought you were eating vegetables. Well, I need ranch dressing. I can't just eat the vegetables without, you know, cheese on it. And can't have a Cobb salad or a Caesar salad without having all the other stuff on it. So eventually, we just cannot get away from cholesterol foods. Well, apparently, COVID can't get enough of cholesterol also. And we find out that the SARS-CoV-2 virus causing COVID infections needs cholesterol to invade our cells. So for those of you taking cholesterol-lowering agents, might be protecting you from COVID. So to cause COVID, SARS-CoV-2 virus has to get into our cells. Now, our cells are like, get out of here. We don't want you. SARS-CoV virus has these spike proteins. They use these spike proteins to attach onto our ACE2 receptors. But sometimes they need just a little bit more help. So the accomplice, according to fizz.org, is cholesterol. Cholesterol, which is very waxy, clogs our arteries. We do need cholesterol for our cells, for our brain health, but too much of it starts to clog our arteries. They say that the cholesterol helps the virus open cells up and slip inside. This is according to Howard Hughes Medical Institute investigator Clifford Brengwine. Without cholesterol, the virus cannot sneak past a cell's protective barrier and cause infection. Now, you can't lower your cholesterol to zero. You need cholesterol. But it will be interesting for them to look at the data and see if those with high cholesterol had easier time getting infected, like a quicker incubation period, or if those with cholesterol had a more severe course. Now, the work was recreated in early stage infection of lab-grown cells, so we really haven't, you know, been able to study a lot of this in humans. But they say the virus needs cholesterol to get through. According to Dr. Brengwine, cholesterol is an integral part of the membranes that surround cells in some viruses, including SARS-CoV-2. It makes sense that it should be so important for infection. Now, who have been some of the hardest hit when it comes to COVID? Well, those who have high blood pressure, those with diabetes, those with heart disease, those with, then we're assuming, also high cholesterol. But we really haven't seen the numbers of, all right, this many people have high cholesterol, this many people got COVID. Now, remember, kids, yeah, we've seen kids get COVID. We have had some severe cases in kids with COVID. Kids usually don't have high circulating levels of cholesterol. They do have artery clogging. When they did studies of veterans, 18-year-old soldiers who had died, they found clogging of their arteries. So we know that clogging can happen, and we know that cholesterol obviously is there. So this isn't, you know, the only thing SARS-CoV-2 needs, but, you know, it means that, you know, COVID will use whatever it needs, and it'll take advantage of people who are vulnerable. So scientists have not yet established a mechanism responsible. The study and other published last fall suggest that the drugs prevent SARS from getting into cells by denying it cholesterol. They're talking about cholesterol-lowering drugs like statins. Remember early on when they talked about how we could use Zithromax, because Zithromax might have some anti-inflammatory components to it. It might, melatonin has some anti-inflammatory components. And they looked at all these things that made us scratch our head going, really? Famotidine? Well, I believe the famotidine helps prevent some of the clotting. That's just me, because I know famotidine could lower platelets. So there were all these drugs, and somebody brought up statins. That we think statins work. And everyone's like, what? How did you get that? Well, I think because they saw maybe people, you know, if you have a family and COVID is running rampant through the family and the one person taking the statins isn't getting bad COVID and the person who is in the hospital refused to take a statin, you know, maybe that was where they got it from. I don't know. So they say the discovery of cholesterol's role can help stopgap measures to treat COVID until most people are vaccinated. Now, what do? Well, they make these giant compound cells found in the lungs of COVID-19. Scientists saw these mega cells under the microscope. So these cells fuse together, producing mega cells or syncytia, similar to those found in the lungs of COVID-19 patients. This is what they looked at under the microscope. So what they're going to do is they're going to study and see if we could use statin medications. Statin medications, the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, what it does is it prevents the synthesis of cholesterol. How it works with cholesterol is your liver makes cholesterol. And then the LDL transports the cholesterol out of the liver to the cells to do their job. If you have too much cholesterol, then the cholesterol, if it's not being used up for what it needs to, it sits around and clogs the arteries. HDL is supposed to bring the cholesterol back. HDL brings the cholesterol back from the tissues back to the liver to be destroyed. HDL is like sanitation department. You need a lot of HDL. And those that have high HDL do pretty darn good. Those with low HDL aren't able to catch up. And so you have more LDL. Because, you know, the more cholesterol you have, including dietary cholesterol, you know, the LDL is working overtime, bringing the cholesterol to the tissues, which is why we like to lower LDL. We could tell if you're having cholesterol issues based on your LDL, because your body is needing more transport to get the cholesterol out of the liver to the tissues. So it's a way to tell that you have a cholesterol problem. Having a good HDL is strong. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, honestly, I want people to lower their cholesterol by eating more plant-based diet, avoiding fried foods, avoiding fatty meats. You know, Mediterranean diets are nice, a lot more vegetables, lean fish, things like that. But I get it. Sometimes I just want a big, juicy steak. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know this month we covered a lot about trafficking because of the Wear Blue Day. And we're going to conclude our coverage of this month with our next guest, who has been with us before. She has an amazing story, and so we've invited her back. It's Andy Berger. She is a founding member of Voices Against Trafficking, and we thought that this would kind of add some additional insight to much of what we covered this month on the topic, because she personally, went through the trafficking ordeal, and we welcome her back. Andy, thank you again for joining us.
Me back. I appreciate that.
Great. Okay, good. So thank you again for all your great work. I know it's been a very, very busy month. Tell us, what would you like to share with us?
Well, that's a big question, but I would like to share that Voices Against Trafficking is definitely working with a lot of new members of Congress and other places to continue our fight, to make every voice matter, to help rescue more victims. With the COVID and the other restrictions, I know here in Oregon, with our governor shutting down youth centers, Beulah's Place, my nonprofit, you know, has taken some hits, but we are coming back strong, and we are still working on the streets to help these kids that have nowhere to go, these victims that are being forgotten.
Bless you for doing that. Bless you for doing that. You know, what sort of help could my listeners do for you and your organization?
Well, one of the easiest things is if they go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com, they can actually send an email and say, add my voice. We are trying to get 1 million voices against trafficking by the end of summer 2022, because having that collective clout of this many voices want this to happen, or want more legislative action or more mental health resources, whatever it takes to get more of these kids rescued. I mean, this past year, the U.S. Marshals have done an amazing job, or not past year, past a couple of years, finding over 1,300 kids that have been missing, that have been taken into trafficking. So we're making some progress, but those voices will help us do more. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com, they can email. And then Beulah's Place, .org is our nonprofit. But what we do is we make sure these kids get educated, that they get housed, and they get back into community successfully. So if somebody would like to donate, they certainly could go to Beulah'sPlace.org. So those are a couple small ways.
Absolutely fantastic. Yes. You know, it's interesting. You know, in addition to the horrific things that happen to kids, we find that a lot of trafficking is sometimes not even abductions. It's people being coerced or blackmailed into work, into labor.
Yeah.
Into, you know, describe the different types of trafficking that is unfortunately going on, in the United States.
Well, that's exactly it. We do have labor. Of course, you hear more about the sex trafficking, because that seems to sell more movies, or, you know, get people more interested. But the labor trafficking is huge across the globe. We have $162 billion trafficking enterprise. Of that, $99 billion is sex trafficking, but the rest is labor. We have families that will literally sell one of their children to somebody so they can feed the rest of their kids, and not just in different countries, even in America. We have people that will, the drug traffickers, of course, they will corral women especially to work for nothing and treat them like slaves, as they are, to help produce the drugs that they sell.
Mm-hmm.
But with human trafficking...
Yeah. And you brought up that it's something we discussed, how, you know, slavery still continues, and unfortunately is very pervasive.
Absolutely.
You know, this wasn't something that, you know, ended with the Proclamation of Emancipation. There are current situations where people are slaves, and they have no, where do you urge people to go? Where, I mean, people that are kind of listening to this going, okay, you know, I don't know what my situation is, but it doesn't feel right. Where can they go safely?
That's a great question. In each community, it's different. We do have some national hotlines, which are also on Voices Against Trafficking, whether it's human trafficking or child abuse, suicide prevention. So I encourage listeners, go to voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Look at those help and hotlines. The other thing is, you know, if they can reach out to any kind of law enforcement, I encourage people who say, well, what can they do to help? Well, find out in your community what the local law enforcement allows in terms of reporting, or what they want you to report. But honestly, the basic line is, if you see something, say something. If you feel something is wrong, you're probably right. And that child or that victim, you might be their only hope. I know that's how it was for me. I wish somebody had the guts to just say, you know what, something's not quite right in that family, or something's not quite right with this. And so that would have meant the world to me. It would have changed everything, even mm-hmm. though I've been successful and I, you know, I have great relationships now, but it would have helped.
So, Andy, how were you abducted or forced into your situation? What happened in your case?
In my case, it was familial trafficking, family member. My birth mother was the primary sexual predator. Every immediate family member and some extended family members from the ages of 6 months to 17 years old violated, abused, beat, horrifically abused me. And by the time I was five, that was my first attempt at suicide. I went to the curb of the house, and I wanted to throw myself in front of a car because I thought, you know, if I'm dead, they can't touch me. They can't hurt me. They can't call me those names. But, you know, in my life, God had a different plan. And so I just kept going. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. And in the 60s, you know, and early 70s, we barely talked about child abuse in this country, so let alone anything organized. So when my birth mother took me someplace or left me with the piano teacher, you know, husband or an uncle or whatever, when an adult transports a child and knows what's going to happen to them, whether there's money involved or not, in my opinion, that is still trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that adult should be protecting that child. And, yes, all my predators, as of December 30th, my birth mother finally passed after 91 years. And so for me, I'm experiencing another healing, another release that can only happen when a predator is either locked up for life or dead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're speaking to Andy Berger, founding member of Voices Against Trafficking and Beulah's Place. You know, were you in contact with your birth mother? When did you contact with her?
I believe I was 35 years old. I tried for a very long time, and because my birth father and my birth brother had also done the same things and tried to kill me, things like that, there wasn't a place to go. There was literally no place. And for a minor, there wasn't any help. So basically, I went through college. I went through law school. I kept trying to have a relationship. And by the time I got to 35, when I realized she was still threatening me, you know, I'll sue, I'll take everything you have, I'll ruin you. I just all that kind of stuff, you know, because she couldn't physically touch me.
Right.
I just had to let it go. And I had to have my life. I had to find a life that I could have and hopefully heal from everything that had happened.
Good for you. You know, you bring up there's I mean, so many contexts where I hear family members threaten. I had a family member try to get me kicked out of medical school, and it's not obviously the same severity, but I think a lot of us have some of our biggest enemies, unfortunately, are our family. And so, you know, when we look at a child who we think is safe and, you know, they're with their parents, I think it was a waitress the other day that sent a note to a child and said, look, are you okay? The waitress picked up on something. I forget where this was.
Yeah.
And the child written, you know, it really takes us, unfortunately, as a village, to be able to be, you know, there for others and realize that just because a child is with their family does not necessarily mean everything is kosher. It's tough, because, you know, I mean, I don't want anybody coming up to me going, are you treating your kids fine? I'm like, get out of here. Of course I am. But you know, unfortunately, kids can't complain to anybody because no one's going to come up to the parents. The parents will growl at them. It's a very tough situation.
Exactly. They will threaten them. And here's the thing. Those predators, the familial predators, which can go across generations, it can get passed down for generations, they are covered by the fact that they have a bloodline. And so that victim is always within sight, within touch, within the presence. There's very little opportunity for someone who's the victim of a family member to escape, especially immediate family, you know, and extended family. People just tend to not talk about that special uncle or that special, you know, person, or we don't tell secrets.
Right.
And so the other part of it is we've become so desensitized, in my opinion, to the worth of children, the worth of young people under the age of 18 in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That they're sexualized so early that it's not okay ever to hurt
a child. Absolutely. Andy Berger, thank you again for joining us again. God bless, and keep up the fantastic work with Voices Against Trafficking. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCVELLY.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of Joe Biden's administration is focused around the economy. White House economic advisor Brian Deese saying the economy is in a tricky situation.
Our economy is at a very precarious moment. We are 10 million jobs short still of where the economy was when this pandemic started.
Deese saying that's why we need to go big when it comes to comprehensive legislation for COVID-19 relief.
The American people are hurting, and they can't afford to wait. They need help right now, and that's the motivation behind the actions that the president will take.
Major League Baseball teams are remembering legend Hank Aaron, who died today at the age of 86. The Atlanta Braves, Aaron's former team, tweeting, "It's with great sadness we share the passing of our home run king, Hank Aaron." This is USA Radio News. Some of the executive orders President Biden is signing is sending workers to the unemployment line.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American trust in the media has hit another record low. According to the political website Axios, 56% of Americans agree that journalists and reporters are trying to purposely mislead people by saying things that they know are false or gross exaggerations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So it has been an interesting few days with the Biden administration. We spoke about some of the executive orders. He wants to double down on, you know, a lot of the benefits that have unfortunately, you know, missed a lot of people and try to tighten those up. He's going to increase SNAP and food stamps, things like that. Want to raise the minimum wage, change those who can qualify for unemployment. But, you know, people have asked, okay, what's going on with Trump? I thought he was going to get impeached. And so the drama is still there. Apparently, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to transmit to the Senate on, or transit to the Senate on Monday, the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump. And this was announced by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. So as you remember, the House impeached Trump the week before he left office for allegedly inciting the riot at the Capitol on January 6th in an attempt to overturn the result of the 2020 election. So the Senate now is going to be required to determine whether he should be convicted of the charge. this is a decision that would prohibit him from running for public office again. One of you had asked about Secret Service. I need to look that up. Apparently, it could also affect Secret Service protection as well. So while the Senate and the House and Congress have a lot to do in terms of approving Biden's cabinet and, you know, dealing with a lot of the executive orders and starting to work on more stimulus packages, et cetera, they're going to be dealing with the impeachment trial. So, you know, is this more for show? Can it happen? Well, the Senate, I guess, needs 67 votes to convict Trump. So there's 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans, there's 48 Democrats and two independents that caucus with the Democrats. So it's 50-50. Kamala Harris will probably be very, very busy for this next 2 years in terms of breaking ties. But the Senate needs 67 votes to convict Trump. So if all 50 Democrats support it, they're going to need 17 Republicans on board. So Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expressed concerns that Trump would not have enough time to mount a defense. He asked the House to send the article on January 28th to ensure a full and fair process. President Trump does have an attorney who will represent him. I know some of you are thinking this is absolutely crazy. Others are like, yeah, let's do it. And I've told you guys my opinion. All right. The Capitol riots were absolutely horrific. And I think it marred, you know, a lot of the good President Trump had done in his presidency. But did he tell people to go in and kill? Did he commit a crime, you know, any more than all the other congressional leaders out there saying, you got to fight, you know, during the riots? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. In a statement on Friday, Pelosi said Trump will have had the same amount of time to prepare for trial as the House impeachment managers who will make the chamber's case before the Senate. She really wants to put the knife in the coffin on this one, or the nail in the coffin. So Trump hired South Carolina Attorney Butch Bowers to defend him during the trial. The nine impeachment managers are Democratic Reps Jamie Raskin of Maryland, Diana DeJet of Colorado, David Cicilline of Rhode Island, Joaquin Castro of Texas, Eric Stalwell, and Ted Lieu of California, Stacey Plaskett, Delegate for the U.S. Virgin Islands, Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania, and Joe Neguse of Colorado. So, here's my thing. I think that, the country needs to heal. I think it's very, very divided. You have half the country wondering what the heck happened during the election. The other half of the country said, guys, we won. Why all the drama? And so, you know, moving on and having a Biden administration go to work and move forward with, you know, what they want to do and want to accomplish. Right now, the last couple days or the first couple days of Biden's administration and the last couple days of his administration thus far has been kind of drama-free. You have the whole Hunter Biden, escapade and drama that I think Biden wants a drama-free presidency. He's 78 years old. He wants to get what he can get done in the time that he has. And who knows, maybe he'll live till 80, 90. But he is, you know, the oldest living president right now. And he's, I don't know if he wants to have his headlines that are, you know, being spewed out there in the media overrun by Trump news. But the media wants Trump news. Right? It's been kind of boring. The press conferences have been kind of boring. Yeah, there's all these executive orders and everybody, but that's not sexy. That's not selling ads. A lot of people don't really care. And, you know, like, all right, well, he's reversing everything Trump's doing. I mean, they want to know when their stimulus money's coming in. I mean, you know, they think it's politics as usual. Maybe some people are excited about some of the new changes. Other people might not be. But, I just don't know if he especially is going to want to share the limelight now, again, with Trump. And, you know, a lot of the Democrats want to move on past Trump. Republicans want to also move on. Some want Trump to run for... I don't think Trump's going to run for office again. I really don't. I don't see him doing that. Now, would Donald Trump Jr. run for office? Would Ivanka run? Maybe. But I just don't see that. I think there's going to be, I think the Republican Party is going to try to find a less vocal, Twitter-prone I think they're going to want to probably go for less drama, unless the economy completely tanks with a lot of the new executive orders, and then they might say, you see, pendulum needs to swing back. I don't like pendulum swinging. I don't like that. Because there's always momentum, there's always force, and the pendulum swings right back and sometimes hits you. And so I think we have to be really, really careful with this. We're going to do this. We're going to stop this. I mean, even with the, repealing and replacing Obamacare, people have asked me, why didn't Obamacare get repealed and replaced? Because you couldn't. It was such a massive bill. There was just so much that it entailed, and it wasn't just the red wire that you would cut and it explode. There, just trying to get to the wire could have caused an implosion. And the bill was such an overhaul that, you really couldn't do much to replace it. You could say, look, we're going to keep the pre-existing conditions in there. But the problem Americans were having was the deductibles were too high. You couldn't get around it, and nobody wanted anybody to take away pre-existing conditions. So you had the bill was basically ironclad. You could stop little pieces of it, like the mandate, and those were popular moves, but you couldn't. It was never repealed and replaced. So. I get asked, what's Biden going to do? I think he might double down, make it Biden care. I don't think he's going to want it called Obamacare. Just like if Hillary won, Hillary was going to want Hillary care. Nobody's going to want to have somebody else's legacy a part of theirs. They're going to want their own legacy. They might improve on others, but they're going to want their own name on it. So, what do I think is going to happen? I think Pelosi is going to move forward. Schumer is going to move forward. I think they do want revenge. I think they want to make sure that they put the nail in the coffin so Trump doesn't run again. And I think they want to distract from some of the issues that were positive in the Trump presidency. But I just don't see Biden a fan of that because he wants to have his now day in the sun. He's making a lot of moves, some of them popular, some of them unpopular. And so, if people find them unpopular, then maybe he'll want, people talk about Trump again. And don't be surprised, news about Trump will come back. I don't know if you guys heard about the National Guard troops after they were used to, protect the Capitol. Apparently, they were expelled and forced to sleep in, from what we're being told, a parking garage. And Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn is vowing that American troops deserve to be treated with honor, dignity, and respect. Apparently, they were treated pretty shabbily. They say the men and women who put their lives on the line to defend our liberties deserve to be treated with honor, dignity, and respect. So I don't know why they don't have beds, but apparently there were videos of you seeing them just kind of, without beds and being kicked out of the Capitol, and I guess they brought them back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many
many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, no surprise, right? People don't trust the media. Think the media has been an absolute free-for-all. We've talked about why, but I'll review. But in this latest poll, it shows that the average American, now, they're not buying what's getting dished out. In one poll, I think it was Axios, 46% said they trust what they're being told. 54% no. In social media, there's even less trust. They say 56% of Americans agree with this statement. Journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. Now, that's frustrating because when I entered a media career, I knew that there was a huge responsibility. I couldn't be spewing out lies or just giving an opinion without letting people know it's my opinion. You know, there's an ethics, there's There's a work ethic. There's a creed. Right? If somebody is going to trust you with news, you can't just lie and say Saturn, you know, is a planet with aliens on it. You can't do that. It's sick. Right? You know, people trust you. Now, what has happened in the media has been a free-for-all because media became programming. Well, news, I should say, became programming. So rather than there be your, you know, NBC Nightly News and your CBS News and, you know, them compete and try to have, you know, the headlines and, you know, now you have all this cable network news and so many different cable networks, and there's news on multiple platforms on social media. And so rather than people having to wait till 5:30 at night on a weeknight to get their news, people can get their news at any time. And those in media realized we could sell advertising. We could make money on this. So how do you attract somebody to look at your news and not somebody else's? Well, I would think it would be have good news. Hey, become a source that knows what's going on. You can have your opinion pieces, but be a source where people know that you did your research, that you, you know, aren't spewing out lies. You're trying to be apolitical. You could give your political opinion, but if somebody wants the news, just give news. That's what I would think. I just want to read the news. I don't want to see headlines, you know, that twist thing. Like, for example, you know, Biden has made a bunch of executive orders. I just say Biden has signed 33 executive orders or 40 executive orders. Instead, the headlines are Biden has reversed the damage that Trump's done. That's not a headline. Or Biden wields his pen making a social. That's not news. Now, mind you, there are people in America that want that to be their news. That's why there's a market. It's always supply and demand. If somebody sees a headline saying Joe Biden signed, I don't know, 46 executive orders, I don't know what number he's on right now, that might make people fall asleep. But if you have something that is pro-Trump or anti-Trump, those people might click on it. It's clickbait. So advertisers, they, you know, they want to make money. They want to be seen. So if there's somebody out there that has more, you know, more sensationalized headlines, they might put the money there. I mean, that's how The Enquirer did so well all these years. The Enquirer would talk about somebody having a baby, somebody not having a baby, somebody sleeping with whoever, and people would grab that magazine, women more so than men, grab it. Men would ask, they'd still be interested, really? Who did she sleep with? Pamela Lee Anderson is doing what? So, you know, guys still wanted to know. But women would grab the magazine while they were shopping, they'd be reading it, the cashier's like, you're buying that? And they're like, yeah, I can't put it down. But that, yeah, that's how these magazines did so well, and that's how media is doing so well. You know, so why the distrust? Well, look at what happened with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, and I get it, he's got a tough role. He admitted the other day how liberated he feels now, you know, in the new administration, because it was difficult being behind the mic with the previous administration and some of the things he had to say. He basically insinuated that a lot of what he had to say wasn't true. Well, okay, if we can't trust what a doctor says, that, you know, based on which administration they're working for, nobody's going to have trust in any of this. Now, there are people out there that just want to hear Trump bashing, so they're going to go to those stations to get that. There are people that want to hear Biden bashing, so they're going to go to whatever stations have that. Right? If that's what the public wants and they don't want news, then that's what's going to excel. So then maybe we need to not call those stations news stations. They're called news stations because sometime during the day or evening, news gets actually reported. But it's so full of opinion shows and celebrities and let's have the panel weigh in. I can't stand when I hear let's have the panel weigh in. I don't want to hear their opinions. I just want to know what's happening with unemployment. I want to know what's happening with minimum wage. I want to know what's happening with healthcare. Is there a news outlet that just gives news without ripping on any previous presidents or current presidents. No, I don't think we really have that yet. You know, I mean, me, I do a medical talk show. It's a talk show. So, yes, I like to report news, but it's a talk show. So it's we already know it's a talk show. We already know that I am going to answer questions, and it's my opinion. We even have a disclaimer saying, don't let anything I say on this show prevent you from getting your prostate checked, okay? This will not substitute for a pap smear or a prostate exam. You still need to see your regular provider. But, you know, it's a talk show. And I think that maybe people just want talk shows, and that might be why the American public is so underinformed, because they're not going to news outlets. There are no news outlets that just bullet and say, we have this storm coming from the east, we have this storm coming from the west, and somebody throws climate change in there. So somebody that really doesn't like those buzzwords will tune out. No, find out what weather storm is coming. There's a storm coming this weekend. Can you just, you know, leave these buzzwords out there? But those buzzwords are, we've become conditioned to them because we need tag words. We need tags on our stories, on our articles. So you need to put something that'll click, that'll get SEO, search engine optimization, and get viewers to click on your article or click on your show because you use those tags, those buzzwords. So if somebody's reporting the weather, how do they get somebody to look at their weather if weather is boring? I like weather. I think weather's cool. Well, they'll make the map prettier. They'll make the map maybe more interactive. Maybe they'll go, you know, more rain will be dumped than in 2 years' time in California. They'll make the headlines. So even with something as dry as weather gets sensationalized. So they say 58% think that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than with informing the public. I'm surprised it's only 58%. If you have sponsors and those sponsors think you're attracting Democrats and Republicans to your station, then they are going to want you to still keep up that content. Whatever happens, it's just somebody informing us about the news. Now, we've let this go. Society has let this happen because we're like, look, if there is going to be, you know, a world war, if North Korea does start sending nukes, we'll hear about it. And all these news organizations have made some promise, basically, to us that if there is breaking news, they will give us the breaking news. And that's sometimes when you actually can catch some real objective news. I'm like, wow. You know, like when the Supreme Court had ruled the ACA unconstitutional, we actually got that headline, ACA deemed unconstitutional. But then, if it's a tax, it was constitutional. So sometimes you could get pieces of news until somebody puts their opinion piece in there. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.